Hi, this is Zango200K and DiscoverMangosteen.com founder Corey Citrin. And today I'm in the studio with one of my favorite people in the world, Ms. Barbara Williams. She is a premier select with Zango. She's an international speaker, trainer, team builder, entrepreneur, and recognized veteran of the network marketing industry. She has over 26 years of personal growth, development, and investing in her presence. She has coached with people such as Jeffrey Combs, Dr. DeMartini, Ellie Drake, and Artemis Limpert, just to name a few. She's been a bookkeeper, real estate agent, union electrician, Spanish literature graduate, and a continuous invested student of life. She said goodbye to corporate America in 1989 and has never looked back. She believes in and is dedicated to creating superstars, and I can attest to that. As Barbara says, if she can do it, you can too. She is a grandmother of her why, Madison, and she's dedicated to your success and inspiring you to the pinnacle of possibilities, which I know is the name of this 2-CD set. And Barbara, I want to welcome you to the studio today. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you, Corey. And I tell you what, I am all smiles ear to ear, and I am so happy to be here. And yes, you're right. That is my goal, to inspire the masses to the greatness that lies within them.
Well, I can tell you she is grinning ear to ear, and we've been talking about this day for a long time, so I'm so glad we finally arrived to this date. And without further ado, what do you say we go ahead and get started?
That sounds good to me, Corey. Let's do it.
Excellent. Well, let's go ahead and roll the clock back. I'm interested to find out a little bit about how this whole journey started for you, Barbara. Tell us about your childhood and growing up.
I was born and raised in Bellingham, which at that time was a pretty small community, of about 25,000 people, but very spread out. The houses were not close together. We're about 30 minutes from the Canadian border. And I wasn't born to, you know, the advantages that some people have. I started at about 7 years old picking strawberries. I remember that very well. I used to walk barefoot about 2 miles to catch the strawberry bus, to sit in the dirt all day with the hot sun beating down on me. But I sure enjoyed that extra money that I got at the end of the day. And I remember Corey coming home and hurrying up and taking a bath and eating dinner so I could go out door to door and sell Christmas cards and stationery. I knocked on so many doors, Corey, that I had sore knuckles. And I remember those sore knuckles to today. And it was quite exciting. I enjoyed that. At 16, I sold Avon, canvassed large territory, walking, you know, probably anywhere from 5 to 10 miles, knocking on doors, selling Avon door to door. And I remember at 16 actually having about 3 or 4 jobs. I always wanted something more, Corey. There was always something more, this insatiable desire. In fact, you know, kind of had that entrepreneur in me from an early age. At 7 years old, I remember sewing and making Barbie doll clothes and running an ad in the newspaper to sell my Barbie doll clothes. And so there was always a desire to have something more, do more, be more, have more in me, you know. That's kind of what I'm about, wanting more, do more, be more, have more.
Where do you think this internal drive came from?
You know, God only knows. I like to attribute it to my grandfather. I'm actually third generation Swiss, and I used to hear all kinds of stories as a child about my grandfather. So it was kind of a dichotomy here, because on one hand, I'd hear about my grandfather, who was a multimillionaire, came here to the United States as an immigrant, you know, started from scratch, invested in real estate, was a dairy farmer, became very, very successful. But in contrast to that, I was raised with an incredible poverty consciousness, just feeling that there was lack and limitation, not enough to go around, always told to eat all the food off my plate because there were people starving in Africa. I actually thought we were dirt poor. And so by the age of 18, you know, like T.R. Becker said, every master was once a disaster. So at 18 years old, Corey, believe me, I was a disaster. I was a train wreck. Not only was I a drama queen, a chaos addict, chip on my shoulder, a bad attitude, negative, thought I'd never be anything, do anything, go anywhere. Although I always had the desire. The desire was there, but the belief that I could do it was not. So boy, was I a disaster at 18, let me tell you. One big disaster.
You're such a strong woman now. Why wasn't your belief there early on?
Well, I hate to do the, you know, cliche of blaming my parents, but I was both physically abused and emotionally abused. I was told many, many times that you can't, you won't, you aren't, we don't have. So I did not have that belief in myself. I actually remember being in high school and being told by the high school counselors that I would never, ever go to college. And I mean, what a thing to tell a 16-year-old that they'll never go to college. And told me not to take higher education or the college prep program to go to college because I would never go. I mean, it was flat out a moot point. I was not going to go. So I think that that's part of the reason I didn't have a belief in myself. But I did have a thirst. And that thirst led me to California. And that opened up the door of possibilities for me. So I was in California 30 days out of high school. I found myself in California. And like I said, that's where all the door of possibilities began to open for me. So it's been quite an exciting journey.
So how did that door first open itself to you?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I came to San Mateo, California, where I actually ended up finding myself homeless. So I was homeless for a period of time there, Corey. But that didn't discourage me. I ended up getting employed in San Francisco, ended up eventually becoming a secretary at the University of California, San Francisco, where I met a young man that was a medical student there. And this young man, Dr. Ron English, he went on to be a doctor, opened up the doors for my life, turned the corner around for me, really opened up my mind. He introduced me to transcendental meditation. He introduced me to the positive thinking. He introduced me to some really fine books. My foundational books were Three Magic Words by U.S. Anderson, The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, and Handbook to Higher Consciousness by Ken Keyes. And that really got me my first start back in 1980. And so it was quite exciting. And I'll be forever indebted and thankful to Dr. Ron English for giving me that opportunity, believing in me, and spending time with me on personal growth and development.
So you went to work in San Francisco. And what were some of the things, because you've had a long career prior to Zango in network marketing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm what I call a late bloomer, but better to bloom than never bloom. Better to bloom, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, you certainly have bloomed. So tell us a little bit more about what led you to Zango.
What happened is in 1980, I got introduced to personal growth and development. I had dabbled with Amway, not successfully. In fact, to give you an idea of just how lacking I was in terms of personal growth and development, is that I actually got to see Jim Rohn, I think, in 1976. Was totally clueless to who he was. His information was so overwhelming for me, and I definitely wasn't ready yet. I fell asleep, and he depressed me.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And what an embarrassment.
Story.
I know, I hate to admit that. But I wasn't ready. You know, when they say when you're ready, the teacher will appear.
Sure. When the student's
I simply
ready, the
just
teacher will appear.
Wasn't ready, you know? And then what happened is in 1996, I got introduced to a small company out of Camarillo, California. That was my first exposure to network marketing. I mean, other than Amway.
Sure.
And within a month, I had a paycheck. And I said, wow, this works. This is exciting. So I went to work and I really got excited about the industry and the possibilities that existed there.